This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to Detroit and the retirement system that was among the many factors that put Detroit into bankruptcy. In about a week, current city workers will be switched to pensions in which they get stuck with more risk. But that still leaves an elephant in the bankruptcy courtroom, as Kate Davidson reports.
The elephant in the room is one that other pension systems are watching closely. The judge's opinion that pensions people have already earned can be modified in bankruptcy.
Despite the fact that pensions cannot be modified outside of bankruptcy under the Michigan Constitution.
Laura Bartel is a law professor at Wayne State University.
That is the provision that has been the source of all the consternation in the pension community.
And in particular with California's state pension system, CalPERS. CalPERS is huge. It's got 1.7 million members, and it's an interlocked system, says Ken Klee. He's a bankruptcy lawyer and professor at UCLA. He says CalPERS invests payments from a number of municipalities.
And so when somebody can't pay in their share because they've gone into bankruptcy, it puts a burden on the rest of the pension system.
Remember, not every state even allows municipal bankruptcies, but California has had a bunch of them. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.